My name is Naren Kumar, and I conduct CF research at the University of California, Berkeley.
My name is Ruth Foley, and I conduct CF research in Jonas Lab at UCLA.
Hi, my name is Forrest Rohr, and I conduct CF research at San Diego State University and with collaborators at the University of California, San Diego.
Hello, I'm Dr. Stephen Aller, and my research group here at the University of Alabama is focused on understanding how the FDA-approved cystic fibrosis drugs improve the function of the protein that is the root cause of the cystic fibrosis disease called CFTR.
Well, hi everyone. My name is Stephen Jonas. I'm a physician scientist and an assistant professor in the Department of Pediatrics at the UCLA David Geffen School of Medicine and a CFRI-supported investigator.
Hi everybody, my name is Sriram Vaidyanathan and I conduct CF research at Stanford University in the lab of Dr. Matthew Porteous.
My name is Kenichi Okuda, and I conduct CF research at UNC.
My name is Xiaopeng Li, and I conduct CF research in Michigan State University at Grand Rapids Research Center.
My name is Dr. Christina Lay.
And I'm Cole Martin.
And we're specifically working to acquire higher resolution imaging of exactly how the Vertex CF drugs help improve the function of CFTR using a cutting edge technique called cryo-electron microscopy, or cryo-EM for short.
I was drawn to CF research because I believe in raising the bar for quality of life any child can expect.
I was drawn to CF research because I like to understand what is happening in airways in people with CF and utilize our findings to improve the life of people with CF.
I was drawn to CF research because I would like to understand how chronic bacterial infections develop and to then find ways to treat and manage them.
I was drawn into CF research mainly because a CFer named Mike Ferland came to work with me in my lab. It was Mike that introduced me to Dr. Doug Conrad, who is an amazing CF doctor at UCSD, and Paul Quinton, who of course everybody probably knows is one of the world's leading CF researchers.
CF lung disease is a devastating lung disease, and I want to help to find a cure or effective treatment for all CF patients.
Our multidisciplinary scientific team's CFRI-funded research project explores the design of engineered nanoparticle packages that can be loaded with gene editing cargos that we hope will provide new solutions for enabling gene therapies for CF.
My CFRI-funded research project was titled Characterizing the Diversification of Pseudomonas aeruginosa in Chronic Lung Infections.
Cryo-EM has identified a very surprising region on CFTR where the CF drug ivacaftor appears to stick, but doesn't quite explain how the drug helps CF patients. We've designed experiments to directly test how ivacaftor works, and we're making very strong progress.
My CFRI research projects, or funded projects, include the development of methods to characterize the ecology of the CF lung viral and microbial communities. And we're now using these approaches to both understand and diagnose CF, as well as look at potential treatment approaches, including phage therapy.
My CFRI funded research project was titled Targeting V-type ADPase in Human Small Airways for CF Lung Disease Treatment.
My CFRI-funded project is titled Identifying Biomaterials that Enable the Transplantation of Gene-Corrected Airway Stem Cells to Treat Cystic Fibrosis. We are attempting to develop an autologous gene-corrected airway stem cell therapy to treat CF patients.
My CFRI-funded research project was titled Regional Regulation of CFTR and Ion Site Expression in Airways.
My CFRI-funded project is titled Developing Nanotechnology-Enabled Gene Therapy Solutions to Correct CFTR Mutations in Airway Stem Cells Towards a One-Time Cure for Cystic Fibrosis.
Over the years, we've developed a working group here in San Diego, and I personally find CF as an extremely interesting problem to work on, and the CF patient group to be really very supportive of the work.
Our previous papers have shown that it's possible to use the CRISPR-Cas9 technology to insert the entire coding sequence of the CFTR gene in airway stem cells and restore CFTR function to the levels seen in people without CF.
I embarked on this research together with some amazing research mentors of mine, who are actually now my colleagues at UCLA, Professors Bridget Gompertz and Donald Cohn. and we came together to basically pool our collective expertise in stem cell biology, in gene therapy development, and in my case, nanotechnology, to address challenges in delivering these types of treatments to the lungs of CF patients. Patients who I've actually had the opportunity to take care of during my training as a pediatrician, and which is really why this project really hits home for me.
In the current CFRI-funded project, we will investigate if V-type ATS regulate SLPH in human small areas, and if blockade of V-type ATS activities will have beneficial effect on host defense function.
So in this project, we're trying to figure out how we can use different biomaterials to transplant these corrected airway stem cells back into the sinuses.
We need to stay focused on CF research because we need to understand the full pathogenesis of CF to cure CF, which is our goal.
Our funding project by the CFRI is entitled The Role of Arginine 933 in the Gating, Folding, and Potentiator Drug Binding of CFTR, and we're tremendously grateful to the CFRI for funding our research.
We need to stay focused on CF research because understanding how pathogens colonize and impair the CF lung can foster the development of novel strategies to treat and manage antibiotic-resistant infections, and in turn improve the quality of life for individuals with cystic fibrosis. I sincerely believe that by doing so, we can also inspire progress in other fields of research related to the management of antibiotic-resistant bacterial infections.
We need to stay focused on CF research because there's no cure for CF yet, even though over 90% of CF patients is eligible for the effective treatment of Trikafta. There's still about 10% of CF patients has no effective treatment.
My working group actually uses methods that were developed to study marine viruses and microbes in the CF lung. And the NIH doesn't really want to hear from a marine virologist about how to look at a human disease. So really, honestly, CFRI funding has been extremely important to my working group.
We need to stay focused on cystic fibrosis research because developing technologies continually push the frontiers of quality of life possible for patients with CF.
I greatly appreciate CFRI for not only extending my research by funding, but also connecting me to the CF community.
CFRI funding is very important to me because my lab is a startup lab and it will help me to establish my independent research lab.
And CFRI funding has been really important for us to conduct preliminary studies to evaluate different approaches in different biomaterials. And the strong preliminary data generated using this funding enabled us to submit a proposal to the California Institute of Regenerative Medicine to undertake preclinical development activities to then test this approach to treat CF sinus disease in CF patients.
CFRI funding has been important to me as being an international early career investigator, funding opportunities are few, and the support from CFRI is invaluable to my career development.
The funding that we receive from CFRI is really enabling our team to enter and engage with the broader CF research community as we all strive to improve treatments for CF patients everywhere.